I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A deadly attack by Islamic extremists kills 25 in Afghanistan. And believe it or not, it's not the only crisis facing the country. Plus, soccer is one of the most popular activities throughout the world. Find out how one ministry is using it in other sports to build relationships and share Christ. That story in about 3 minutes. But first, problems are emerging on every front in Afghanistan. The coronavirus is but one. A terrorist attack claimed by the Islamic State killed 25 earlier this week. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says,
even if there is peace with the Taliban, the Islamic State is still active in Afghanistan, and they are still willing to carry out these kinds of attacks.
Plus, the U.S. is stopping $1 billion in aid payments, with another $1 billion cut scheduled for next year. And two leaders claim they're the real president, even though the results were announced in February. So Afghanistan may seem hopeless, but
God is at work. 15, 20 years ago, we talked about literally just a handful of Christian believers in the whole country. And today we talk about believers in every single province.
Praise God for the spiritual harvest in this troubled nation, and keep praying for Afghanistan.
We pray for peace for the Afghan people, who have been so much war and so much violence and loss of life for decades. They want peace. They want a safe country to raise their children in.
If this story moves you to respond, we can connect you at our website. Meanwhile, the shackles of tyranny are slowly falling off the Sudanese church. Sudan's transitional government is taking significant steps towards freedom ever since former dictator Omar al-Bashir was ousted last April. Earlier this month, Sudan's Minister of Religious Affairs dissolved committees that were used by the Islamist regime to confiscate church properties, a move praised by the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. Now, Sudan's transitional military council has proposed a bill to remove the death penalty for apostasy. The bill would instead make it a crime to accuse someone of apostasy. We spoke with a pastor in Sudan whom we're calling Philemon, and he says the church shouldn't waste the gospel doors opening in Sudan.
When I see that this change is happening in Sudan, for me personally, I think it's a good opportunity to have maybe crusades, to have leadership training. We need to have this opportunity to build churches that have no building, and to have opportunity to share the Bible.
There's still a lot of work to do in Sudan for religious freedom.
I ask the Christians around the world to continue as you did before to pray for Sudan.
Ask God to give the Sudanese church wisdom and boldness in proclaiming the gospel, and pray for leaders in Sudan who continue to champion religious freedom. And yesterday would have been opening day of baseball season in the United States, but it's been postponed, as have the Olympics. March Madness? Canceled, along with thousands of sporting events around the world. These cancellations hurt because, as Jeff Johnston of E3 Partners says, sports are universally loved.
Competition, people love competition. That's fun too. But ultimately, I think it's just about something that people can do together. And it's a team-oriented activity. And so it's fun to get to do it with other people.
That's why E3 Partners uses sports so much in their mission trips through their Sport Reach program.
Ultimately, our primary initiative with all of our trips is to spread the gospel and to plant churches. But our Sport Reach program gives us kind of a gateway to do that.
Sport Reach commonly uses soccer because of its worldwide popularity and simplicity, but it also uses sports like baseball and basketball.
We'll put on sports camps and just play, you know, games, set up games and competitions and stuff. And those really just bring people together and allow for opportunities for the gospel to be shared and for Christ's love to spread to some of these people that may not have heard him before.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.